neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Is designated almost without exception. It's either before Matan Torah or after Matan Torah. So this year we had Parashat Nasor, the longest parashah. It has 176 pesukim right after Matan Torah. And also we have a Mizmor in Tehilim, Mizmor 119, that also has 176 pesukim. And also we have a part of the Talmud, Masechet Baba Batra, that also has 176 pages. So now we see that there is a Gemara, Mizmor of Tehilim, and one of the parashot of the year that they have the exact same number, 176. So there's a code, the name of the parasha, that is called Naso. So the Nun after Naso is for Parashat Naso. The Sin Shin is relates to Shutafim, means partners. That is the subject of the Talmud, Baba Batra. And the Aleph is Ashrei Temimei Darech. It's Mizmor 119. So here the name itself, Parshat Naso, resembles all these three number of 176. So now, so it's great. So we found the key, the code. But what is the significance of the 176? The Kuf Ein Vav. What does it represent? So there is an insight by Admor Misquer. In the end of Parshat Vayishlach, Sefer Bereshit, we have the children of Eliphaz, the son of Esav, Harasha. It says, Vayu b'nei Eliphaz, Teman, Omar, Sefo, v'gatam, Urnaz. These are the children of Eliphaz. So now, one of the children of the Eliphaz, the officers, is Tsefo. So the name of Tsefo, the Tzadi, Fe, and Vav, is exactly 176. So now, Admor Mi Square explains, there's a Pedipa that's called Tsefo. There's such a negative forces that is called Tsefo. So now we have this parasha, this is the longest parasha, that has many, many subjects in it, such as Nazir, Sota, Chanukat Mishkan, Korbanot of the Nesi'im, and also the Mizmor 119, that is brought that is parallel to the whole Tehilim. If somebody doesn't have time to read the whole Tehilim, 2.5 hours, he can read Mizmor 119 in 10 minutes. Or Gemara Baba Batra, as you know, Baba means, you know what Baba means? No? No. It says Bereshit. It says Bereshit Bara Elohim. Bereshit starts with Bet. Bara starts with Bet. Elohim starts. And so you put Bet, Aleph next to each other. Yeah, Baba. So Baba means gate. Baba Pama. Baba Batra. Baba Mitzia. We have three Masechtot, three Gemara. That means the gate, the message here is that the gate, the sha'ar, because if you like to get to somewhere, you have to open the door. So here it says, Bereshit bara Elohim. The gate actually is the fear of the Hashem. That the Sofei Tevot actually, Bereshit ends up with Taf. Bereshit, Taf, bara, Aleph, Elohim. Mem, Emet. So the gate is Emet. So the beginning of the letter, the word is Baba. The Sofei Tevot is Emet. So the gate is Emet. So that's one pirush. And also I heard from Arab Mazuz Shelita, he brings another beautiful chidush. It says in the pasuk, "Hanehemadim mizahav umipaz rav, umturim mitevash venofet sufim." So mizmor in Tehilim is mizmor. Which mizmor is it? Hazan Baruch. Mizmor 19. Yeah, mizmor 19, pasuk Yud Aleph. It says, "Hanehemadim mizahav umipaz rav." Umturim, you know the meaning of the pasuk? Yeah. What does nehmad means?
Nice.
Pleasant. Yeah. Mizahav.
Gold.
Amimpas. Pals is also gold. Rab. Mizahav. But we have Italian gold. Yeah. You have a type that is called Italian gold. And there's a type of other gold that you buy and it's stamped 18, but actually is 5 or 6. Yeah. So mizahav umipaz. Rav umturim. What does umturim mean? Sweet. Midevash. Honey. Venofet sufim.
From the flower, the tzuf for the flower. On top of the flower.
What is nofet sufim? Where do you get the honey?
Honeycomb.
Very nice. So it said dripping honeycomb. Exactly. The Torah is even better than that. So now here, Harav Mazuz Shelita, it's an interesting thing. He says, Nofet, Nun is for Parashat Naso, Pe is Parasha, and Taf is Torah. So now, Sufim, as I mentioned right now, that 176 is equal to Sefo. So here you have the same letter here. Sufim, Tzadi, Vav, Pe. And then you have Yam. The Yam means? No. Yam HaTalmud. Yam is an expression that is used for? Gemara, Torah Sheba'al Peh. So now here we see exactly the same quote. Nofet Sufim relates to 176, these sources that we have, the Parashat Naso and the Mizmor Tehilim, and also the Gemara Bava Batra. But here, right after Matan Torah, we go through this, the longest Parashat that has 176 Pesukim, right? Because as the Pasuk is explaining, and it relates to this Kelipa, special kelipa that Eliphaz brought about, that is negative forces, the only way to get out of it, to be asuk, the Torah, Chebichtav, the Mizmorim, and Torah Sheba'al Peh. That's the only remedy. There's nothing else that works. That means, if one likes to have a peace of mind, have haslacha, have simcha, the only way is to be occupied with and he has to enjoy like Nofet Supim, dripping honeycomb. And then the Qilipa will be cancelled and will not last any longer. Hashem is Zakeno to taste, as every morning we ask Hashem, Veha'arevna, Hashem Elokeinu. What does Veha'arevna mean? Arev? Make us pleasant for us. Exactly. Yes. Hashem Yizakenu teniskeh teasuk b'Torah b'tzimcha b'lahavut v'zad Hashem. Hashem Baruch Hu yizakeh otanu b'yeshuot b'sorot tovot v'karov. Amen k'yei ratzon.
Koila nishomote, halel ko halelu ko, koila nishomo, nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.